News. I'm Ben Thomas. Russia and Ukraine are set to hold their first direct peace talks in 3 years. But David Biller reports from Turkey, Russian President Vladimir Putin spurned an offer from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to meet face-to-face.
Whether there is hope for real progress also remains to be seen. If you listen to Zelensky, he doesn't seem to think so. He has called the Russian delegation a sham, says it isn't empowered to make decisions. Now, the head of the Russian delegation told reporters Thursday afternoon they've been briefed by both Putin and the defense minister, and that they have all of the competencies and authority to hold these negotiations.
Defense officials say military commanders will be told to identify troops in their units who are transgender or who have gender dysphoria. They're to send them for medical checks intended to force them out of the service. In Maryland, an audit of autopsies has uncovered at least 36 deaths of people in police custody that should have been considered homicides. Annette Donahue has the latest from the trial of Sean Diddy Combs.
R&B singer Cassie faced cross-examination in the sex trafficking trial in New York of her ex-boyfriend. Defense attorney Anna Esteveo had Cassie read sexually explicit text out loud for the jury and suggested it was Cassie who ended Combs' career by making his behavior public through a lawsuit, not the other way around. Some of the text showed Cassie's anger with Combs and her admitted jealousy over attention he gave other women. They were also trying to show Cassie was a willing participant in his sexual lifestyle and pointed out while Combs could be violent, nothing he did amounted to a criminal enterprise. While reading their more affectionate conversations, Cassie testified Combs was charismatic, a larger-than-life personality. She also told jurors they weren't hearing the full context of the messages, that a lot was skipped over. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the Los Angeles County Sheriff's investigating rape and sexual assault allegations against singer Smokey Robinson. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer reports there's a happy ending to the story of a hiker missing in California's Eastern Sierra.
After being missing for nearly 3 weeks, Tiffany Slayton, a 27-year-old Georgia woman, was found safe inside a cabin at California's Vermilion Valley Resort. Resort owner Christopher Gutierrez spotted a cabin door open and a pair of shoes nearby when he arrived to begin reopening the resort for spring.
She pops out, didn't say a word, just ran up, and all she wanted was a hug.
Fresno County Sheriff's spokesman Tony Boddy says,
3 weeks? It's unheard of.
Slayton was hungry, dehydrated, but otherwise in good condition. Her overjoyed parents, Bobby and Fredrina Slayton, had this message for their daughter.
One of the best birthday presents that Tiffany could receive, because tomorrow is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Tiffany!
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.